The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz on your radio 94.1 on the free Odyssey app and streaming live on YouTube. Hello to the YouTube folks. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For extraordinary diamonds and customer service, visit Mark's in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. This one, Ike, I am curious to see what you think the answer is. What matters more to you right now, Eagles training camp or the Phillies trade deadline?
Oh, it should be Phillies trade deadline.
What do you think the result?
Let's go, because they're still Eagles, 65%.
Oh, you're pretty on the money. I would have guessed wrong. It's 70.6% Phillies trade deadline. I do think it is a more important thing at the moment, but it is hard for anything to be, we've lived here long enough. Mm-hmm. It's hard for anything to be bigger than Eagles juice.
Yeah.
And the first day of Eagles practice, I thought we would have gotten more Eagles in there, honestly.
We're locked in on the fightings.
Well, thank goodness, because let me tell you, if they had lost the first two games of this season, might have been a different answer. And joining us now to talk about the Phils, who have won the first two games of the series, we're back on the winning track. Larry Anderson, L.A., thank you for joining us.
Thanks for getting back on the winning track.
Yeah.
Really makes things easier.
Much, much easier. Yeah. It is amazing, LA, the tone of people, like people's belief in this particular team seems to sway. And it wasn't like this last year. You know, they start off great last year. And even through all the second half struggles, people still seem to believe. But they are like week to week with this team. As to in terms of like how much people believe whether this team has it or
so
not.
So true, yeah.
Well, I think that's partly because that's how they play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know, I think the inconsistency of the fan is shown up by the inconsistency of the team.
Yep,
and I think that's just plain and simple fact.
Well, one guy that hasn't been inconsistent is Christopher Sanchez. Nine innings, one run last night. And the other thing that I think will endear him to Philadelphia fans is the emotion he showed at the end of the eighth inning with that strikeout. And even at the end of the game, has Chris Sanchez been the best pitcher on the Phillies this year?
Wow. I would say it's a toss-up between him and Wheels.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been that good. What is it, six games in a row where he's given up one or no runs or one run or less, one run or fewer, I think, something like that. I mean, he just it's funny. There was, at the start of the season, one of my best friends, we actually came up through the minor leagues, played together. He said, hey, who do you think somebody for his baseball what do they call it? Rotisserie? Is it whatever.
Fantasy team, right? It used to be rotisserie. Yeah. Yep.
He said, I need a pitcher. You think of anybody? And I said, how about Christopher Sanchez? I'm like, I said, he's, to, and I told him, I said, I think he'll be, to me, he'll be in the top 10 in Cy Young, which I think he will be. But I said this before the season started. I've thought this from Sanchez from 3 years ago. I love the kid to start with. He's just a super kid. Mm-hmm. And he just watching him mature each like from not just year to year, but almost like from month to month for the last few years. It just opens people's eyes more and more and more to now where you go out there and you just expect it from him, which it's a hard thing to do. But obviously, I mean, the Phils, you know, they gave him a multi-year contract and it wasn't peanut. Well, it is peanuts. Comparatively, compared to some people. But what he's doing, but at the time, I mean, I can't imagine any young player not taking a contract like that, where there's guaranteed money set for life right now. I mean, and he's still, I mean, he's going to be a free agent again. I would imagine, and if he continues like he's doing or stays where he's at, he's going to make a bundle of money. He's set himself up really well. It just is one of those guys you pull for. Like he said when last night going out there when he went out for the field in the ninth inning to go back out on the mound. He's like, I heard the cheers and I got goosebumps. I mean, that's the stuff you just love. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's different for a superstar, but for myself or an average player and then played a long time in the big leagues, that you love seeing those stories and hearing guys like that coming through and the excitement they have about what they're doing. And it thrills me. I love it. I think he's just a super kid, and he's really just an absolutely terrific pitcher.
He always impresses me. He's not a physically imposing pitcher, but he throws hard. And, you know, you watch him, he is in complete command on the mound. I'm just wondering, L.A., when you're a pitcher like that, like, so is that his mechanics? He was still throwing mid-90s, 97 in the ninth inning. Like, he was still throwing the ball in the high 90s. Like, how is he able to do that not being such a big guy?
I think it's the lankiness helps.
Yeah.
A lot of times you see a lot of pitchers like that, lanky, long arms, you know, slight build, but they develop some arm speed, and that's what he's got. I mean, he was throwing that hard when we got him a long time ago, mm-hmm. a number of years ago. But he didn't have the command of all his pitches. He didn't. His slider's gotten better. His changeup, he's always had a good changeup. But then, you know, to go from when we got him, most of the time he was like 93, 94 in there. And just as he getting older and getting stronger, and I think he gets stronger by throwing more, and he's obviously throwing more. And now his velocity's up 96, 97 consistently. He can hit 98. Mm-hmm. And that makes that changeup even better. That's made a huge difference, I think, is the difference between his fastball velocity and his changeup velocity is just huge. And it's he's got such great arm action. That's like when they asked Thompson about it, you know, this is one of the few guys, and I mean few, maybe I don't know if there's a handful of guys in major leagues who get better as he goes through the order.
Yeah.
Sanchez gets better as he goes through the order because he gets the feel for that changeup. The more he throws it, the more he's out there, the more command he gets of it. He starts off, you know, not with the greatest command and works his way into it. And a lot of that comes to do with getting the feel for the changeup. Changeup's probably the most feel pitch there is, where you really got to feel it right. It's a completely different grip than any other pitch. And so to get command of that, it sometimes it takes a while. Not all the time, but sometimes. But when you do get it, and it takes a few hitters, a few innings, whatever, to get into it, really, where you absolutely know you've got it locked down, now you throw the velocity in on top of that. Instead of 94, it's 97. That's another 3 mile an hour difference. And with the same arm action, that's what it is. And it's fabulous. I mean, Cora, the manager for the Red Sox, was raving about him after the game. I just love it.
So the thing that impressed me as well is, so he has that huge strikeout at the end of the eighth, big emotional moment.
Yeah.
And him, like, at that moment, I was like, all right, that's the moment. He's not going to come back out for the ninth, because it's hard to get, you know, that emotion back up after a moment like that. But that, and even the first, it seemed like he was a little off those first couple of pitches of that first batter of the ninth inning. But right. I was so impressed that after that strikeout at 94 pitches or whatever it was, that they not only did they send him back out there, but he had such a good ninth inning after the way that eighth inning ended.
I think the only reason that happens is because he wants it.
Right.
Yeah.
He wants it to happen. And I don't mean this to disparage anybody else or any other pitchers, but there's pitchers that are happy with seven innings and do their job, and they come out of the game with the lead. There's other pitchers, and they're fewer and far between nowadays. It used to be a lot more, I think. That's my opinion. But now it's, I mean, guys, he wants the ball. Mm-hmm. Give me the ball. I'll take that ball. I want to go out there. Other guys, they don't all have that. I don't know if it's that you know, stamp your foot down on somebody's neck attitude mm-hmm. when you're facing another team. You know, and I mean, that's, some guys have that. Not all of them do. And the guys that do, they want that ball. They go out there. They want to go out there. They want to be that guy. And that's Sanchez certainly appears to want to be that guy.
So I know you're going to rip me for this, but I have to ask you, because I'm just going to be honest about how I felt last night. So he goes back out for the ninth, and I see that number. I see that 100-pitch number. And I know Wheeler's at it all the time, and I just get nervous that at the end of the year, you know, when we're in the playoffs or pushing for the playoffs, that, like, all these innings and, you know, all these pitches is going to add up, and it's going to hurt us at the end of the year. Can you calm me down on that, because I do get worried about that?
Well, I don't know. I know it's a different age and everything, but I don't think that that didn't seem to faze Curt Schilling or Randy Johnson or the guys that really want to do it. That it's that they don't have that problem, and I don't know if it's. I mean, I saw who was it? Somebody came out after 4 1/3. Oh, Mizorowski.
Yeah.
With the Brewers.
Brewers.
Came out after 4 1/3. And the line was he came out after 64 pitches and 4 1/3 innings due to load management issues. Okay? So who is who just you know, you can get me started on this. I'm sorry. You know, and people want to say, oh, you're old school, that's different today. Well, no, it's not different. It's not different. Pitchers, the bodies didn't start making them different. I mean, I think the bodies that have been created have been pretty consistent, you know, throughout the history of life. So whatever.
Yeah, well, there you go. There you go.
300 innings, and they didn't have Tommy John surgery every other week, you know, or somebody going down with it constantly. It's just the more we go into this load management stuff, the more injuries that I see. That's my perception. Now, maybe I'm way off. Maybe the numbers will prove me wrong. But what I see is what I'm going to go with, and that's what I see. And I don't know. I'm not a big fan of letting guys go out there with the, you know, in the skirts and the baby gloves on. You know, it's like take them off, put on the regular stuff and go get them.
Yeah, Fritz.
There he is.
Whoa, hold on. Now, L.A., you were not in attendance. I don't know if the word's gotten back to you, but it was an 8-0, five-strikeout performance against Joe DeCamera.
Yes, Jack did great.
Well, every squirrel finds a nut. Okay?
Yeah. He did throw strikes right from the beginning. He threw strikes.
Fastballs down and away all day, just like you said.
See? There we go. It works at every level.
Are you worried a little bit about Ranger?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. The last couple times out, not the last time out, but the two times prior, his velocity was down and he didn't have any problem because he commanded the ball. What got me the last time out was his body language. And I don't know if anybody else paid attention to it because he's so laid back all the time, but this one was like his head down, his shoulders down, almost like I can't find it. I can't get it today. And it's like to me that any little bit that you give the opposition, it helps them. And that and when they see that, and maybe they didn't see what I saw from maybe they're because they didn't pitch. I don't know, but to me, it just looked his body language looked like he was just. He was fighting it, and he was just – it was a struggle instead of, you know, seeing an attitude of him, I'm going to get this together. I'm going to figure this out. I'm going to get it done. But he didn't. He didn't – I mean, he had nothing. He had no – when I say nothing, I'm not talking about his stuff. He's got good stuff. He just had no command of any of his pitches, his changeup, his breaking ball, his cutter, slider – fastball, just he had no command of anything. And it didn't bother me. It was just his body language. I just wish I would have seen a little more presence of him showing that he wanted to figure it out. And I didn't see any of that. And I don't know if there's a specific thing I could say that I look at or that I saw. It was just an overall feeling that of watching him. Because as far as velocity, it wasn't any worse than it was at two starts prior to that. And I think he pitched pretty well in those games. But it does, the fact that he's, you know, where he was 94 the first part of last year, 93, 94, to what, 88, 89, 90,
yeah.
You know, last time out. But again, he did that. He pitched with lesser stuff and had success. It was just that he had nothing, but he basically kind of, basically let everybody know he has nothing and has no command. And so it's going to be one of those days. But I will give him credit for this. He got through five innings, which I wasn't so sure he was going to get there. But
yeah, he'll battle like he did against the Mets in the playoffs. I mean, there's nothing there. So last thing, L.A., we're about a week away from the trade deadline. And the things that the people have identified for the Phillies, quite obviously, would be a back-of-the-bullpen arm or a, or how do I say that? Back of the game? Back of the, what do I say? Top bullpen arm?
Back end of the bullpen.
Back end of the bullpen, yeah. Back end of the bullpen arm or a right-handed bat. Let's say you could only have one to add to the Phillies. Which one would you pick?
Yes.
Big answer. Big answer.
That's exactly what we need.
Yeah.
You're exactly right.
Okay.
I think we need, I would love to see some consistency in the offense. If we can get somebody that can hit the ball consistently, I would love that. Most of the people I've talked to, scouts wise, have said this is one of the toughest trade deadline groups of, or lack of players at the trade deadline. And I don't know why that is. It's just the freak, but, and there's so many teams looking for the same things. But I would just love to see a little more consistency from the offense to help out the pitching.
All right, L.A. Well, won a series, got that under their belt, so hopefully,
yeah.
You know, I can't wait till they lose, they get swept by the Yankees and make us forget about this, you know?
Oh, no.
Roel, right before the trade deadline, two straight years, you know, so.
Oh, it can't happen.
No, I hope not. All right, L.A., thank you.
Appreciate it, brother.
Appreciate it, man.
Take care.
Jack, can you? Oh, there it goes.
LA wants pitchers to go deep in the games.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I knew. Well, I do think there is something to what he's saying in that if you train your body to go nine innings,
mm-hmm.
you will get stronger, and there is a better chance you'll go nine innings. If you train your body to go five innings, like yeah. you'll get tired earlier. So I think it is, and you can answer me this: is it less about the pitches and saving the pitcher, and more about the third time through the lineup stuff?
So I think that they view it as your stuff decreases third time through.
Okay.
And I think that they just say, well, why would we put a guy out there with decreased stuff versus a guy coming out of the bullpen fresh?
Right.
So that I think they view that as a better way to win. But that's where Sanchez makes it so interesting, because he does get better as the game goes on. But like how guys are trained now, like I experienced it like in the middle of the shift. Like I got out right before all the cameras, because now they have cameras on all your pitches, so they can slow it down and tell the best
spin
rate and stuff.
Yep.
But it changed when I was even going through it from, we always used to run long distance to build leg strength, mm-hmm. to like they started teaching just run sprints.
Yep.
Because it's like, it's a quick burst pitching.
Yep.
And I think that's like the whole mentality now, which all the quick, rather than like the old starters used to just run poles and run back and forth and run long distance to build leg strength. So it's just changed a lot. How these guys are trained.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm just wondering why it doesn't make them better athletes.
why do they hurt even more?
Yes, yeah, that's what I'm wondering.
Well,
yeah.
Now I would imagine.
Well, I should say healthier athletes is what I should
healthier
say.
Healthier athletes
better.
Is fair, because they're putting way more stress on the arm. I think that's the one big thing.
Now
because
they are, yeah.
Because they're throwing harder and spinning the ball harder.
Exactly. Like
yeah.
I'm sure Curt Schilling could have thrown 100 miles an hour if he wanted to.
Yeah.
But like he settled in at 95 to 97 because he could command that better. Mm-hmm. But these guys don't care about that now. They care about hitting triple digits on the gun and whipping off a slider that has 3,000 RPMs on it.
Yeah, dude, because when we were watching baseball in the 80s and the 90s, did anybody throw 100?
Nolan Ryan. Roger Clemens.
Maybe the only ones. Yeah. I don't think Dwight, they ever really saw anybody throw 100.
Doc Gooden. Nolan Ryan, Doc Gooden, and Roger Clemens. And then remember...
J.R. Richard.
Remember when...
Dude, he was nasty.
Who's the guy on the Red Sox now that I don't like?
Aroldis Chapman.
I remember when Aroldis Chapman came out throwing 102, and everybody's like, can you believe this guy throwing 102?
Yeah.
Now you see a guy every game throwing 100 miles an hour.
You going to update your Aroldis Chapman feelings after Bryce the other night?
Wait a minute. Hold on. No. Well, hold on.
Like, uh-oh.
Remember,
spikes in a corner.
Well, no. No. Hold on. But first of all, he is a playoff choker and a bad teammate.
Well, all I know about is a playoff choker.
Okay. The second thing is, let's not forget that the previous six or seven innings, they had been obliterated by a guy with a 6 ERA.
Also a playoff, but he's a playoff riser.
Yeah.
He basically said we can't judge him going
against
the Phillies.
We couldn't hit anybody that day. It wasn't
lineup.
Yeah, it wasn't just Chapman, you know. 215-592-9494. Chuck in Mount Airy, you're on WIP.
Chuck, you awake?
I'm here. Yeah, hey, can you hear me?
Yep.
Ike, Spike, and Jack,
mm-hmm.
What is the deal? Listen, let me say this, right? I want to romanticize over Philly other than Bryce Harper. You give me a second, okay? But before I get to that real quick, Corey, all you got to do is Google me, brother. when you Google Cordy from Columbus, a picture of Christopher Columbus will come up. Right?
Ooh, boy.
That's the difference between me and you, brother. You know what I mean? I'm Donovan McNabb. You're A.J. Seeley.
Well, he's saying you're in the past. He's saying more like he's Jalen and you're Donovan is what he's saying.
Why do you got to interfere when I'm saying like
I'm just saying, let him cook. You know, let him cook. Jeez.
You know what I mean? I'm just saying. Why you got to do that, man?
I'm sorry. I just didn't want his words.
You know, twisted. I let him have his little corny ass shine. You know what I mean?
Whoa.
I've been getting to the top for years.
Wow.
You know what I mean? I let him go ahead and do his thing. But the difference between me and you, Corey, right, is I can call any show and get to the top, brother. Can you do the same? And I'm going to leave it at that. You know what I mean? Now, listen, let me say this, right?
Yes.
This guy, Christopher Sanchez, I watched him yesterday, man, and he is a tremendous pitcher. I don't know where he came from or what he did in the offseason, but this guy's going to be Cy Young this year, I'm telling you. And I love Zach Wheeler. You know, Zach is consistent. You know, he's Mr. Consistent.
Mm-hmm.
But I watched that guy yesterday, man, and his enthusiasm on that mound. I mean, Jack, you know, you should be taking notes from this guy, Christopher Sanchez, you know, because he's a wonderful
What
pitcher,
am I going to do with those notes?
Yeah.
I saw you pitch, man, and, you know, you might need to, you know, your fastball got to get a little higher. You know what I mean? And, you know, you got to find the strike zone a little bit.
That's not true. You know, 22 of 30 strikes, but Luke Chuck.
You did a great job.
Yeah,
I just want to say, shout out to Christopher Columbus.
Cut that audio.
Christopher Sanchez, yeah.
Yeah, great pitcher, man. And I feel confident that he's going to allow us to build a bullpen organically because now we got other pitchers, and you know what I mean, that's behind him that can go in the bullpen by playoff time. We don't need to worry about, you know, a bullpen, you know, or a reliever, just a closer, not a reliever, when you got pitchers starting pitching like this. You could take those other pitchers and pit them. Like Nola's coming back, you know what I mean? You got, what's his name, Lorenzen. And then bring up, you know, the young guy, you know, that we've been waiting on so long. Put him in the bullpen.
He ain't coming up. Yeah, I don't think he's coming up.
Spike, he can give you one or two innings, man. He starts to fail here in the game. You know, if you bring up, you know, the young guy, you know, and put him, you know, in the bullpen come playoff time, you know, it's going to be a lights-out bullpen that you built organically. You don't have to waste trade picks on, you know, guys that you don't need. You don't need a bullpen. You just need a closer and a bat, and I'll be happy. But let me say about the Eagles real quick, right?
The closer's in the bullpen.
But the closer, yeah. But you know what I mean. Like,
gotcha, yeah. You want a middle reliever, you want a closer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I missed the days of Brad Lidge when I knew this guy was coming on the mound and he was going to just, you know, 1-2-3 and out. 1-2-3 and out. You know,
well, not
never,
no
never
nine.
Gave up a save. Never gave up a save. This guy was amazing. I want that.
Not
back,
no 9,
you know
10, 11.
Yeah.
He was the best. He was the best. Brad Lidge was the best.
Per year.
Jalen is, listen, let Jalen be Jalen. Listen, and I tell you, right, Spike, you got me all wrong, right? You got it all wrong, Spike, yesterday. I'm not one of those guys that don't criticize. I criticize Jalen. You know what I mean? You know, I takes my belt off and whips Jalen's ass when he don't do right. But the thing about
him
is, right, I love him because he's who he is. And we need a guy like that. A cerebral mindset is going to get you multiple Super Bowls. You hear me? And that's fine. I need that guy to be like that. He's like Tom Brady, man. Let him be him.
Oh, Brady, you know what I mean? Jordan, like, Kobe.
Yeah.
Come on. Like Brady, man.
Jalen.
Like,
guy, Jalen. Him.
Yeah, there's back-to-back rings this year. You can't get back-to-back rings without having a cerebral mindset.
You got to be a lunatic. Now, you have to be a lunatic.
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly. Like Michael Jordan, you know what I mean? Just making up stuff in his head. You know, gambling with security guards, you know, just because, you know, you got a ton of money.
Pitching,
you know,
quarters.
Pitching quarters. You don't even need the guy money. You're just doing it just because. That's a lunatic. That's what I love. Kobe Bryant, you know, just stump Paul Gasol's chest head. You know what I mean? I need that on my football team to win championships at the championship. So let the guy be him. You know what I mean? He's throwed off, and I love it that way. You know what I mean? But listen, this team is going to surprise everybody this year. You know? And
surprise everyone? Everybody expects him to win the
favorite.
Super Bowl.
What are we talking about?
No, Jack, listen. You stay with baseball. All right, Jack?
Don't question
me when it comes to my football team. You hear me? I'm telling you what I'm trying to tell you. They're going to surprise everybody because – people don't think they can repeat. I don't think everybody thinks they can
They're
repeat.
The Super Bowl favorites.
Are they?
They're tied now.
Okay.
They're yeah. tied. Yeah, they're
what,
tied.
Kansas City?
Yeah, Buffalo Kansas. And Baltimore, I okay. think. Yeah. Could be wrong. Yeah, I know Buffalo's yeah. one of them. I think Chuck, for next question today, do you have a 90s controversy?
Oh, man, this is the best controversy. You hear me? And this is shout out to Yoshi. I'm about to channel my inner Yoshi, right?
Okay.
Monica Lewinsky.
Boy. Well, all right.
Monica well, that's, is Bill
okay.
Clinton,
that's why we did it, yeah, Chuck.
Yeah, thank you, Chuck. There he goes. He got it. He nailed it. Yeah, nailed
I think
it.
He could win.
Yeah, we're doing now. In fairness, Jack always reminds me, I should say why we're doing next question. It is because it's Monica Lewinsky's birthday.
Right.
Yes.
52.
Not because of.
Yeah, but. Well,
it's kind of implied.
That's yeah, why we know.
Right. That's why we know Monica yeah. Lewinsky.
And the best one today, our best 90s controversy, we'll get four tickets to the Eagles training camp public practice, which is Sunday, August 10th, 6 o'clock at the Link. The event benefits the Eagles Autism Foundation. Well, the return of Flyers and 50 with Broads is next. Broads now father of two Broads. So we will talk about that. And I don't mean Carter Montone. Or is that his name?
Porter Martone.
Man. Porter Martone.
Porter. Spartan Dog.
That's yes, right.
Spartan Porter. Dog.
And I got to think three times before I ever say his name.
Say his name.
Yes. Andrew Porter Malone.
Yes. Martone.
Yeah. And we will talk to, I'm sure Broads loved the fact that Jalen didn't drop the Super Bowl.
Man. That's it. Yeah, you got it.
Yo, do you think Broads is working out with Jalen, a picture of Jalen not putting yeah. his ring on?
Yo. He's the best.
Yeah. All right. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.